Danny, chairman of the ladies and the men's tournament club. You're looking around here at the scenes, all the tournament supporters in the field, all Ireland champions. It's a very proud moment, I'm sure, for you, chairman.
It's a very, very proud. I never thought I would see this day, that I could stand and represent a club, a bunch of girls that are outstanding, that they're like a whole family together, and they're all solid as a rock. And it's an honour for me to be chairman of this operation. A lot of gear, a lot of people, a lot of work into it, with all the decorations, the sponsorship and everything else. But they showed that they earned the day, and they earned the respect of the whole country. Yeah. And we're very proud of them.
The way they responded in the second half, being 4 points down, let's be honest about it, Danny. They weren't really in the game in the first half. That goal sort of kept them in it, where they were only four scores down. But to come out the way they did in the second half was brilliant.
Well, we always have our goal scorer up there, and goals won games. Yeah. And we always have our goal scorer there. And if we can get the ball into our goal scorer, no matter if there's five people on her, they're still in. That's Geraldine McLaughlin. Yeah. You know, my niece and godchild, Mo O'Donnell, like, she supplies a lot of good ball into Geraldine. Yeah. She nearly knows when she gets the ball, she nearly knows where she's at. Yeah. And like, that's not to take away from the rest of the team. It was all a clean effort. Marie Carr cleaned up serious dirty ball in the second half, you know, and done a wonderful job. But like, over the whole 15th, you couldn't fault one of them.
No,
they were brilliant.
Yeah, well, they're all Ireland champions today, and they thoroughly deserve it. But this is a huge boost for the tournament club. It's not the biggest club in the county or the biggest club in Ireland, but this will mean so much to the entire community.
For the small wee parish, wee country parish like Tournament, that we don't even have a real town, but like, there's 11 of the players within 200 yards of the football pitch in Tournament, the Bourne Road, you know, and that is a great achievement. You know, the McLaughlin, like, they never played football before, you know, but like with the coaching that went up through the years and taught them, and it's all about underage stuff as well, you know, and they brought that team come on from a very young age, and the fruits are shown today from all the work that all the different people that coached them and everybody else. The management today, they done their work, and they brought them to where they're at today to be All-Ireland champions, and that's what we want to be.
Yeah.
And we're very proud of them.
Yeah. And it's a starting block now for another group of players, young players coming through, because they'll see the Tairman are All-Ireland champions, and one day they would like to be like that.
Well, it's a milestone for our club, but I mean, it's a marker for every other club to raise to that level. And like I said, the interview said, Mo and them said on, and Geraldine said, they knew that they were capable of competing or competing at that level. You know, this is the first year that they really realised that they could compete at that level, and it showed there today in the second half. They didn't drop the heads. No, we're going to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, well, and that's the great thing about it.
As chairman, congratulations. You are all Ireland champions. There'll be a big week ahead.
I think it's going to take a whole week.
Well done, Danny.
Thank you.